Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is, of course, July the 8th, 2016, as we are continuing our growth series for the month of July. And we want to give you guys some great information, tools, and tips that's going to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country to build and grow their network in the area where you do business. It's all about collaborating together, bringing our resources together to help support each other within the community where we are and where we do business. We're going to have a great show today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really super excited about the information that we're getting ready to provide for you guys that's going to help you, encourage you to continue on the path that you set when you started to become an entrepreneur. Or if you have the passion to help others besides yourself, and also working within the community where you are, this is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to helping each other. It's a people helping people business. So PHP, we're basically looking at how can we continue to expand, because if we stand together, we will grow together, we will help each other, and we will not lack anything. And then that will give everybody in this country an opportunity to understand that together we stand, divided we fall, and that we must look out for one another, more so now than ever, as you see what's going on in the country today. So, with that being said, I'm here to assist every small business owner, entrepreneur, and people who are aspiring to do better within their lives, for their lives, and for others around them. Then this is the topic and the message that we're going to be having here for you on GTE Pro Network Radio. It's going to be a great opportunity for everybody to take advantage of what's available today. So our today's topic, of course, for today, we're talking about how to build or grow your online business store. If you're a service business, it's twofold here, and I'm going to go into the twofold businesses that you can do online that is really relevant to date. The growth is exponential right now. The business forecasts indicate that e-commerce is exploding, which means now is the perfect time for startups to firmly establish their online stores. There are numerous tactics for nurturing a new online business if you're getting ready to start one or if you have planned to start one. Today is the day to get it now. If you're just getting started, great, keep it up. Now is the perfect time to make sure all of the elements for your online success are in place. And you're going to need to follow these 10 critical, crucial steps to capitalize on with the trends that's going on to date. We're looking at all of the big companies to the small businesses to churches to nonprofit organizations to anything that we can talk about when it comes to relevant business, GoFundMe campaigns, everybody's giving online right now like clockwork to donate. It's a great opportunity for whatever cause you want to represent or have a passion or have a part of. You can do that. It's a great thing now for everybody that's listening to the show to basically start implementing things to right now. Don't wait. Let's do it now. So if you have something that you have put together that's going to be a business-related program that you're putting together to add or to grow in your community or area where you are, regardless if you're a service business or a e-commerce business, the goal is to convert all of the tools and resources that you have on your local side. If you're in the community doing flyers, brochures, business cards, marketing materials, things that you have already put out there to let people know that you are in business. Now is the time to really focus on the internet and online social media. You got Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You got Instagram. You have a lot of different platforms here online to reach the masses faster. And again, you're satisfying three things in the marketplace anyway to date is what people want, need, can afford. You're satisfying these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful in the business to date. Now, how do we go about campaigning, marketing? Well, GT Professional Radio, which we do web design and marketing with my company, Global Touch Enterprise, we basically share with each business owner or new entrepreneur or aspiring one how to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Well, marketing campaigns that you do weekly, daily, has to be something that's going to be strong in content, that's going to be movable, that's going to be something relevant for what people are looking for today. It's all about what's relevant in the marketplace, the trends, what's happening right now, what's current right now, what's hot right now. If anything in business, as you learn, ladies and gentlemen, you have to find something that's going to be what people want, need, and can afford. We always say want first, then we talk about the need, and then we talk about what people can afford. But we always satisfy the wants first. So you want to have something on the level that's going to definitely do just that, so that way you can continue to build and grow your network. It's all about your network today. So let's review the 10 crucial steps to capitalize on this trend 2016, now that we're in the seventh month of the year. We only got 5 months left, ladies and gentlemen, and we want to close this year out strong 2016 as we roll into the new year 2017. Number one, carefully target your online audience. E-commerce depends largely on a reputable, accessible online presence. To be recognized as such, businesses must make themselves available to those who are most likely to notice. Identify the demographics, the characteristics of consumers will be the benefit from relevant products and services that you provide, and base marketing strategies on these details. So that way you can basically look at what is going to grab the attention of your target market and what is their behaviors. What are they looking for right now? And what is it that you have that other competitors may not have or may run out of? It's all about supply and demand. How many people do you know that can continue to order from you on a regular, consistent basis and sharing the great customer service experience with them, and as well as your time frame, timetable? How long does it take for the product to get to them from your store or from your information? If you're a service company, which is even better, you can have your customers, clients, to pay the balance or whatever online. Any deposits that need to be done, they can do it on your website. They can do it directly from your site, which is more comfortable for them because they know that you are in business. In the service business industry, it's much better because now you can accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and all these credit cards that you can provide where they can make the payment directly onto the website for the service. Same thing with my business, web design and marketing, which I do, which I charge a hosting fee every month for every site that I put together. But the deposits and all that, I send them the invoice. They, of course, pay that invoice directly from the website and from their email. We can email invoices directly to them. This gives you definite response and, of course, more credibility because now they know you have a system in place that's going to continue to do what you say you're going to do. So that's one of the things you want to do on number one, carefully target the online audience. Number two, create high quality content and deliver it at high speed. We just talked about that. High quality content is described as relevant and engaging information that encourages site visitors to return in the future. Content should reflect the given brand in tone and style and include the company's mission statement, services, and policies that you represent. It should also offer industry education and urge interaction with consumers. I say this all the time. If we're not educating our consumers or our customers and about what we do, how we do, and about the products and services that we provide them, then how can they share it with others that they may not, that they may know, that you don't know, to bring more business to you? It's interesting that a lot of people don't do that to date. Well, in order to grow, and you want to talk about growth, these are steps that you have to take to do that. Yeah, it's detail, Ed, but I don't think I can do all that. Well, have somebody else who knows how to do it, do it. As simple as that. And if you continue to do it that way, guess what happens? Everybody else wins. It's a win-win for everybody. So you want to make sure you have that. This is the, this may take the form of maybe you asking some series of questions, answers to which you can provide in online comment ed sections, basically giving your guests some things to look at or customers to look at for them to reply to you in reference to what it is they're looking for. And this is also related, Bill, because what happens is you'll get to understand their behavior, what they're looking for, why. Why is this important to them? You want to know that. You want to get all of the information you can so that way you can build your network around that. So, but internet-based businesses live and die by their online visibility and credibility, and they're judged by more than just consumers. They're also judged by search engines, which play a major role in bestowing that credibility and visibility in the wake of recent security vulnerabilities making national headlines, such as Heartbleed bugs, secure web hosting, which stalls basically vulnerability and making sure that you guys have what it takes to keep relevant. And when people are searching for particular keywords or AdWords, now this is getting a little bit more technical, keywords and AdWords that you put into your information about your company, your website, and so forth. So when they go online through Google, Yahoo, Bing, whatever they want to use in the search engines, they can find your information. If you're not there in the directories and you haven't put together your keywords or AdWords about your company, your website, or social media, then you're going to have a hard time people finding you. And you're not going to be as relevant as the competitors that you that's doing the same thing that you're doing. So you want to make sure it's relevant. You want to become relevant. So the crucial thing, basically, is making sure that you are relevant, like Amazon.com. You got all these other social sites out there that you can look at and see exactly how they're promoting and pushing their products and services that they're providing for the average consumer. Number three, personalized content. Visitors know that unique, individualized web experiences are possible, which is why they expect such features. Take advantage, ladies and gentlemen, of available technology that can generate shopping selections based on personal preference. While some of the other large websites like Google, Apple, Facebook, etc., have apps built into their system that identify users and track their online movements, small businesses might focus on smaller CRM solutions, such as you got Batchbook, ContactMe, the Zoho, and preferred CRM software solutions for small businesses, each costing less than $20 a month. So it is affordable. You can take advantage of it like the big companies are doing, and you can basically put together your own CRM solution for your small business. Whether it's a business, a church, or a nonprofit organization, you can still do this, ladies and gentlemen, on all these levels. Number four, invest in mobile capabilities. Consumers use of mobile devices is greater than ever before, which is why a robust mobile e-commerce platform is crucial. Available solutions include mobile sites, responsive sites, apps, click-to-call tools, maps, and real-time notifications. You want to make sure you have all that in play. If you do and you invest in this, ladies and gentlemen, your return will be sweet. I've seen it, I've shared it, and I've built it with my clients. So they know also that when they get a website, that they can have a mobile app for their site, and then it's also in a mobile platform, so that way they can also do everything on the cell phone as if you had a laptop or tablet or computer. So now you want to basically invest in the mobile capabilities. It's really a good opportunity towards your growth. Number five, integrate sales channels. Enable consumers to experience the brand similar across all channels of interaction and methods of shopping, promotions, products, services, company information, and policies should be available both on and offline. So, again, if you have all these things in place, this is the big step, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to take toward your growth to build your online business. You have to have these things in play. So if you do that, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You'll be on track to bigger growth, more profits, more money, and, of course, more for everybody that you're helping out in the long run. So number six, consider subscriptions. You can do the subscriptions, and I like subscriptions because basically it gives various forms. It has various platforms. Most CRM softwares and programs organize consumers' data that can be used to delineate and track which models of each consumer prefers what they prefer and what they like, so that way you can submit directly to them on any promotions that's going to be along the lines of what they like or want. And then also you can share with them information that's going to be given about your company that you're doing that can bring other business to you. So it's a win-win for everybody, and it's basically going to give you an opportunity to continue to grow and build your network. Number seven, remember logistics. You know, everybody talks about it, but we never seem to handle it properly when it comes to me having an online store or anything that I'm doing, brick and mortar, if I have a brick and mortar location, or even if I'm doing it on the level for a service business, if I'm doing cleaning supplies, if I'm in the, of course, the service business with carpet cleaning or cleaning business, then I want to make sure that the products that I'm providing or sell also have the guests or customers to basically purchase on what I'm using as safe and sound, so that way also builds up your credibility as well. So you want to make sure if you have a proper structure behind it, growing businesses know how to do this based on inventory, based on all of the things you want to have that's in demand from the top number one sellers to the least sellers. You want to make sure you have all of your logistics in place. Number eight, skip the middleman. My favorite topic, thanks to the internet, small businesses can reach consumers quickly and easily. Also, manufacturers are increasingly eager to work directly with small businesses because they realize small brands are likely to bring new and innovative products to the marketplace. They are less limited by minimal shelf space and complex supply chains. That's the beautiful part about the middleman. Skip them. Get rid of them. You don't have to worry about it. You are your own boss. Number nine, sell internet-only merchandise. And this is one of the things that I share with everybody on this level. Look at Target. Look at Best Buy. Look at Walmart. You can look at all these big retailers to date and notice they have exclusively that's online that is not sold in the stores. You, as a small business owner or entrepreneur, can do the same thing. What I mean by that, well, let's look at it even closer. Okay, let's say, for instance, I'm in the retail business, or I have products that I make or I sell online. But then I also have a store, home store. We call it a home store, like a home-based business, a home store where I can move it out of my home. Well, those items is great to sell, but you want to push more online exclusively so that way you can get the volume that you're looking for. So if you can just do bits and pieces from the home store, that's fine. But then you want to do your online store exclusive so that way everybody knows to purchase it directly on the website. In order to get this particular item, you have to go to the website and get it. That's what I'm talking about. That differentiates the distribution. It also increases your sales volume, and then you have a lot of opportunities to build your network faster. Okay, last but not least, curated a proprietary selection. What I mean by curating? Well, we always use this term only for those who who are really going to go deep into their growth strategies, planning, marketing, campaigns, with all of the different things that you can do that's going to be original that nobody else can have or have that, say, for instance, that's only direct to you. Meaning that if you partnered with a particular manufacturer that's exclusively sold rights to, that you can sell direct, no one else has in the industry or in the market, then you're going to have that proprietary selection that you can get or they can get it directly from you. That's the beautiful part about that. So, unfortunately, my time is almost up, but I just want to share these thoughts with you. If you want to continue to build your business online successfully, you have to take the online business. You can always get in contact with us at www.globaltouchenterprise.net, or you can email me at edward@globaltouchenterprise.net, and we'll be happy to answer any of the further questions that you may have in reference to this show. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Until next week, we're going to have some special guests. We're going to have some great more talks about the definition of your online business and growing your business successfully. So until then, keep building the dream and keep building. Mm-hmm.